From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho Monday said President Donald Trump had declared war on his country. The North Korean diplomat referred to the president's tweet predicting our leadership will not last long. He said that gives his country the right to implement countermeasures, including shooting down U.S. aircraft, even if they don't violate North Korean airspace. A South Korean news report said Tuesday the North has bolstered its eastern defenses following a U.S. show of force of warplanes on Saturday. But White House press spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders denied the U.S. is at war with North Korea.
We've not declared war on North Korea, and frankly, the suggestion of that is absurd.
In Washington Monday, South Korea's Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-wha appealed to Washington to help South Korea manage North Korean tensions.
Indeed, it is very likely that North Korea will conduct further provocations. And under these circumstances, it is imperative that we, Korea, and the United States together manage the situation with astuteness and steadfastness in order to prevent the further escalation of tension.
She said there's still room for diplomacy, adding there cannot be another war on the Korean Peninsula. The consequences, she warned, would be devastating. A Zimbabwean pastor who's criticized government policy pleaded not guilty in court Monday to charges of trying to subvert the government. Ivan Marurire faces a possible 20-year prison term. The trial follows his social media campaign of last year called #ThisFlag that urged citizens to speak out against government economic policies. Marurire was arrested Sunday after leaving his church pulpit. His trial takes place against the backdrop of shortages of basic goods, including gasoline. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres used to brief members of the Security Council Thursday on the violence in Myanmar's western Rakhine state that's prompted more than 400,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee to Bangladesh. Monday, Myanmar's UN ambassador, Hau Duc-hwan, cautioned against using terms like atrocities, ethnic cleansing, or genocide.
The use of such terms should be considered only after there is solid evidence. Atrocities, ethnic cleansing, and genocide are very serious charges. They require legal review and judicial determination. They should not be bandied about and used loosely.
In Myanmar, security forces claim to have unearthed the bodies of another 17 Hindu villagers that said were killed by Muslim insurgents, bringing to 45 the number discovered since Sunday. A spokesman for the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army denies it was responsible, insisting it does not target civilians. The U.S. said it's deeply disappointed Iraqi Kurds held a referendum Monday on independence, warning it will increase instability in the region. In the three provinces that cast ballots, there was celebration after the polls closed. Large numbers of voters turned out to cast ballots in what is expected to be a lopsided yes vote. Sardash Ajil cast his ballot in the city of Erbil. He said he feels as if a martyred brother had returned to life. Iraq called the referendum unconstitutional. Turkey, with a large Kurdish minority, has refused to recognize it, with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan threatening to cut the oil pipeline that sends Iraqi oil to the outside world. A Palestinian gunman killed three Israeli guards and wounded a fourth Tuesday in an attack on a Jewish settlement in the occupied West Bank. The attack came a day after the UN Security Council was told that Israel is ignoring a resolution that demands an end to settlement activity. The Palestinian was shot dead. In eastern Syria, U.S.-backed rebels said Russia bombed their positions Monday in Deir ez-Zor province, in territory recently captured from Islamic State, killing one rebel, wounding at least two. The Russian Defense Ministry denied targeting elements of the Syrian Democratic Forces. Thousands have been evacuated from an erupting volcano on the Pacific island nation of Vanuatu. An increase in activity at the Manaro volcano has raised concern over a major eruption. A local official described ash, fire, stones, and lava being thrown out from the mouth of the volcano. President Trump said the Caribbean island of Puerto Rico is in deep trouble after being hit by Hurricane Maria. The U.S. territory, with its already massive debt load, must be dealt with. He tweeted its old electrical grid was devastated, much of the island of 3.4 million destroyed. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.